We don't march and protest because we like to march and protest.
All we want to do is be free.
Sean King.
All right, let's put some purpose in this party. From my Radio 103.9 studios in New York, Sean King. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. You know, this morning I want to change things up a little bit for us today. As you may know, every single day of the week I write about injustice and police brutality and racial discrimination for the New York Daily News. And as an activist, I'm helping to lead the injustice boycott. And every Tuesday and Thursday morning right here, I'm talking to you about the hell that we're catching from coast to coast and what we can do about it. But this morning I want to mix it up and tell you a little bit more about the beauty that black folk repeatedly create in the face of pain. It's not a historical coincidence that we dominated the Grammys this year. For the first time in Grammy history, the top five most nominated artists are black. Beyoncé received 9 nominations. Drake received 8. Rihanna received 8. Kanye received 8. And Chance the Rapper, with his debut album Coloring Book, received 7 Grammy nominations. And what's wild is that most music industry insiders are saying that Frank Ocean, who released 2 albums this past August, would have likely received 8 or 9 nominations himself, but he opted out of participating in the awards show altogether. I said it's not a historical coincidence that black artists dominated the Grammys this year, because in the face of pain, in the face of turmoil, in the face of oppression and opposition, black artists always respond with iconic originality and creativity. The fierce writings of Ida B. Wells broke through in the 1890s during the worst period of lynching this country has ever known. The poetry of Langston Hughes took us through the Great Depression. The literary brilliance and cultural expertise of James Baldwin emerged out of Jim Crow. In the shadows of the successive deaths of Dr. King and Robert Kennedy in 1968, and out of the depths of her own pain, Maya Angelou wrote and released her autobiography, I Know Why the Cage Bird Sings, in 1969. It was in this same time, seeing so much death, including the Vietnam War, that Marvin Gaye recorded What's Going On and Makes Me Wanna Holler. In the words of Michelle Obama, when they go low, we go high. The brilliant comedy of Richard Pryor emerged out of the Black Panther movement of the 70s. In the midst of pain and sometimes unspeakable ugliness, our people always find a way to respond with deeply rich artistic beauty, be it through written words, music, art, film, or comedy. So it makes perfect sense that in a year after this nation saw 1,208 people killed by police, which is the highest number ever measured, in the era where this nation has a higher percentage of black folk in prison than South Africa did during apartheid, in the same year that this nation is seeing hate crimes spike from coast to coast, in the same year where this nation chose as its president a reality TV star who for years claimed our nation's first black president wasn't even actually an American citizen, it all makes sense that in the shadows of Donald Trump, the beauty of black music and art has gone to a whole nother level. We dominated the Grammys because our artists step up when the world pushes us down. And it doesn't stop with music. Ava DuVernay is killing the game, not only with the documentary 13th, but the beautifully rich television drama Queen Sugar, which is one of my favorite TV shows of all time. They may be ratchet, but shows like Empire and Power have emerged during this era as a real form of escapism.
Yeah.
Issa Rae is making us laugh with her new comedy Insecure. Donald Glover is cracking us up with his new comedy Atlanta, then went and released a critically acclaimed album last week. Right now, we are in a renaissance of black art and culture. And I'll close with this thought. Every song, every show, every creative expression that emerges out of this time we find ourselves in, it doesn't have to be inspirational. It doesn't have to talk about the Black Lives Matter movement. It does not have to reflect the headlines every day. But what it does need to do, and what it is doing so damn brilliantly, is put the weight and color and nuance, the small details of our glorious humanity on full display. When the world beats us down, thankfully, we have artists to lift us back up.
Truth, Sean King. Truth.